Making a difference in our community. This is Deborah Bright Brundle, Director of Athletics and Recreation at Trent University. Deborah, thanks for joining me today, and hope you're staying safe and healthy.
Thanks, Aaron. I am, and to you and your family as well. It's a different time, but if we can all stay safe and healthy, that's the most important.
It absolutely is a very different time, specifically at Trent, and you are the Director of Athletics and Recreation there. I mean, sports, we don't even know what it's going to be like when it returns again. But let's start from the beginning. What has the experience been like at Trent since you've been there in 2014?
You know what? I'm very fortunate. It's been amazing. From the student-athlete experience, from the varsity side, to the students overall, to the administrative support we get from senior administration and the board of directors. Sport is such an important and integral part of the Trent campus. But it's also that experience that we all want to have, is to feel like we belong something, and that we belong to something like the Excalibur team and the Excalibur family. So for me, when I started, 6 years ago, I've been welcomed from day one, and we've just built that program up with our coaches and athletes. It's been very exciting.
Now, before Trent, you were a president and CEO of the Special Olympics Canada for 5 years and president and CEO of Ability Center Sports and Arts Complex in Whitby. All these jobs, I'm noticing, have a bit of a regular theme, and that's sports. Has it been your passion your entire life?
It has. Sport, whatever your passion is, whether it's sport or arts, but for me, it's been sports, and I played it all throughout my academic career at different levels, but also I felt that sport brings so much to an individual's experience, so much to a community. So I was very fortunate to, right out of university, work for Special Olympics, and then went out to Calgary and worked for the Calgary Herald as their VP of marketing. But even then, sport came back into my life when the Flames went into the playoffs, and I was fortunate enough to come back after my positive experience with the Herald to Special Olympics, and then to the Ability Center. And I think even what I saw such an important thing for sport for persons with a disability, it just makes even that more positive impression on their lives and their families, the physical health, the mental health, and as well that collegiality, that bringing forward people of like minds together. So I've been very fortunate in all my careers.
Do you think more women should be involved in sports, or do you like the amount of participation?
Well, you know, like anything, I think we've come a long way, but with any area, there's always opportunities for more. So yes, I most certainly think there's more opportunities for women to be involved at sport at all levels. So one of the events that we had hosted last year, we were going to host this year, but of course, with the closure, we didn't, was Fast and Female, which was really supporting and encouraging young female athletes to stay involved. Of course, with our Excalibur program, it's important for not only the to have strong females in sport on the pitch, but also as leaders, coaching, administration. But I think we've come a long way. But I think the one important thing that we can do is to support one another, to find that passion, to build the team. I've been helped a lot along my way and my career. So it's also important to not only find those mentors, but also in turn be that mentor and help women in sport at all levels, whether it be athlete, coach, or administrator, because there's so much more to be done.
Now, I think many people believe that sports and athletics is a very male-dominated industry. What advice would you give to a woman or a girl, a younger girl, saying, thinking of pursuing a career in sports and athletics?
Well, I think if it's their passion, I'd say always believe in yourself. Find the people that are going to support you in that direction, your family, your friends, the right coach, the right mentor, and reach out and ask for that support. I think that is so important in sport. Sometimes people drop off because they may lose interest at a certain time, and they may not know how to get back involved. There's always ways to get involved at ages and stages of sport. But really, if sport's your passion, build the team like you would on the sports field, but build that team of support around you and always ask for those opportunities, because they're there and people will support you on them.
Fantastic. Deborah, thank you very much for joining me.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for the support that you give to not only our Trent student-athletes, but highlighting women of influence in the community is wonderful. So thank you for that.
It's Deborah Bright Brundle, Director of Athletics and Recreation at Trent University.